hurting, you want to take time to heal. If you've not healed, you'll be deceiving yourself saying you want to go back to a friendship, because there are different stages in a grieving process of a heartbreak, and one of those stages is when you want to go back to the relationship. So you're actually going to probably find yourself back in a relationship where you have not even healed properly.
Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Cream Cat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self.
Hello, welcome back to Relationship Recipes. It's Cream Cat, and I'm excited as per usual to be back with you on another episode. We've been talking about how to handle heartbreaks, and last week we had our first installment, and it was just what not to do after a heartbreak, you know, the kind of ways that you should avoid behaving when your heart has been broken. I mean, propensities to do those things are high, but then you shouldn't, because it's not progressive for you or the other party. So cease and desist. On today's episode, we're talking about something really juicy. I think it's a very interesting topic that people like to hear about, and I'll really be excited to hear your views as well as we go on the conversation. But then it is to remain friends or not to. So this thing is a big deal. I know it's such a big deal for some people. No, like, never. You cannot remain friends. What? Cease, break, destroy, abate, any form of communication should be extinguished, and that's just how they navigate it, right? For some people, no, it's not that deep, we can still remain friends. Should be, we're friends before this, like, we're still guys, and I think that there's still a lot we can help each other with, so why would you now stop talking to them? Or should they not be my friend again because we broke up? It's a whole thing. I think, in fact, it's so deep that some people are afraid of going into relationships because they don't want to lose their friends, and they feel like after a breakup they are going to lose the person as their friend. So it's a whole thing, right? It's a whole thing, and it really scares people in the beginning from even getting into relationships. But then as I said, it's different strokes for different folks. I'm just going to share with you some factors I think you should consider if you're thinking about whether or not you should remain friends after a breakup, or after, you know, the relationship has ended and your heart is not in a so nice place, especially as regards that person. The very first thing I think you should consider is healing. You don't want to be pushing, trying to shoot for a friendship when you have not healed. Oftentimes it is not progressive. So one of the things that I teach in my healing heartbreaks course is the fact that one of the most significant ways to heal is to alter your environment, meaning that everything that kind of reminded you of that person, you want to take it away for that moment till you have healed and you're able to handle it. Because in the early stages of the heartbreak, you might not be able to deal with some of the things that really remind you of that person, and so all they will do is to take you back to that place of trauma, pain, crying, and stuff like that. So you want to alter your environment, and altering your environment is not progressive when you're trying to still be friends with that person. So if you're going to decide to be friends with that person, you have to heal and heal properly. I mean, you have to heal in a way that you're not holding things that probably did wrong to you against them. You're forgiving them, and you've actually healed from the entire situation. So I think that's something that's important. For some people, it's not that deep. Their hearts were not even broken, they just had a breakup, do you understand? And so they can just move forward. But when your heart has been broken, when you know, like, you're really hurting, you want to take time to heal. If you've not healed, you'll be deceiving yourself saying you want to go back to a friendship, because there are different stages in a grieving process of a heartbreak, and one of those stages is when you want to go back to the relationship. So you're actually going to probably find yourself back in a relationship where you have not even healed properly, largely because what? You were trying to be friends. So I think one of the things that you need to consider is, how well have you healed from the situation? If you're going to be friends, will you keep taunting them with the things that they did against you, right? Or will they keep taunting you with the things that they did against you. So you have to heal and they have to heal as well if you're going to build a friendship after a breakup. The second thing is the emotional space you are in. See, I've seen this over and again. You might be in an emotional space where you think you can handle the relationship, but then the other partner, they are saying they want to be friends, but bro, they are not in that emotional space. They are looking for a way to be back in your life. And if you don't get that, it will still take you all the way back to where you are coming from. I remember being in a situation and then the person, I ended a relationship with this person, and one day we were just chatting in this same good faith of let's be friends, you know, we're just chatting and texting and laughing about, you know, old times and stuff, and this person just starts to drag us back to where we're coming from, and it's like, oh, don't you miss us, blah 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 blah. And I'm like, you see this kind of thing, this is the reason why I don't do this. You guys. But yeah, it just put me off, and I'm just like, hey, I'm not interested. Like, I was just being nice and cordial, like acquaintances, because we've had a relationship and we've known each other in the past. So, but then it doesn't mean because we had a few laughs we should go back to dating each other. I mean, so you need to understand the emotional space you are in and the emotional space the person is in. Are you in a vulnerable place? Are you in a place where you can easily just make a decision that is not rational? You want to really be pragmatic with what you are going to decide based on the emotional space you are in. Because if your emotions are at an all-time high and they are going to really help, you know, decide what you are going to do, you want to keep boundaries and not necessarily rush to have a friendship at that exact moment. So if you have really examined whether or not you've healed and whether or not the other party has healed, you also need to bring into cognizance the emotional space both of you are in. Are you in a place where it's easy for you to just run back into the soulless of your relationship, or you have moved past that and you're not trying to drag the other party into where you are coming from? The third thing I want to talk about is the maturity of both parties. It takes a whole lot of maturity to be able to remain friends and not drag it back. Do you understand? It takes a whole lot of maturity to be able to stay friends. And I feel like it also depends on how you handle the breakup. If it was very nasty, it's going to be very difficult to remain friends. It's going to be really difficult. So you want to really understand, you know, and grow. So if you're both mature people, it's a possibility. You can be friends because, I mean, there are things you can help each other with. You can help each other with career, with, you know, the future. There are so many things that probably you, both of you, could be beneficial to each other about in the future. So it's not as if being friends with somebody you dated in the past is just off the bounds, no. But then you have to be mature enough to handle it. The way you handle the heartbreak, the breakup, in fact, sets the tone for whether or not that can happen or it cannot happen, right? So you have to be mature enough. It takes a whole lot of maturity and growth to see beyond yourself, to see beyond your emotions, and to see beyond, you know, other factors and pettiness, to actually now say, okay, I think me and this person, we have things that can benefit each other in other areas of life, not necessarily romantically, but so we can have some form of a relationship for the better good. I mean, it's a win-win situation if we can make money together, you know. So you want to be sure that both of you are mature enough to handle being in a relationship post breakup. Now, the next thing is boundaries. I feel like that is such a loud thing. If you are not able to set boundaries, all of this thing is just flop. It's just fluke. In fact, you would find people who are dated in the past, whose relationships ended, you know, and other parties moved on, being in entanglements. So you're literally getting the other person to cheat on their partner with you, or you're cheating on your own partner with them because you just don't know how to keep boundaries. A lot of people say, we are just friends. We broke up. We were dating in the past, but now we are friends. But there's no boundary line to show it. They still live as if they are still dating. When you are dating, you're being friends with somebody you once dated or somebody you had an emotional thing with, you should set boundaries that kind of define it. So your relationship should not look like what it used to look like when you were dating. It should look different because you are no longer dating. You are now in a platonic relationship. So you have to set boundaries. There are things that are not, you know, that should not be done. There are kind of questions that each other's partners should not have to ask right? If you're in another committed relationship, your partner should not have to ask certain questions about your relationship with this person because the boundary lines are clear. So if you want to have that kind of relationship, you really have to consider the boundaries. Boundaries are so critical. Boundaries are so important. You want to put all of those things together and, you know, really determine, hey, you know what, if we're going to have a friendship, these are the boundary lines. There's no crossing them. And you kind of come to an agreement, right? And I feel like that bounces off of maturity, because it takes mature minds to set boundaries in a way that is healthy and progressive for the relationship and serves the purpose of that relationship, right? Remember, when you're saying, oh, we want to remain friends, it's not because you just want to be in each other's emotional space. It's because you believe that there's a higher purpose. You understand that this friendship can be beneficial to two of us. We can help each other. Oh, there's something you have and there's something I have that each of us need. Do you understand? Maybe it can be business, maybe it can be network, maybe it can be in your careers. So there's no need to now fight and become enemies and just keep going at each other for years and decades. We can either ways just be cordial or be acquaintances or even be friends, right? But it takes a whole lot of maturity, and then it takes boundaries to be able to sustain relationship. I talk about boundaries a lot, and I really like to, because I feel like boundaries preserve relationships. Boundaries do not stifle or, you know, choke relationships as most people like to make it look. Boundaries actually help you to have the kind of relationship that you desire. So they are important, and everybody should have boundaries in their relationship. And in a relationship like this, boundaries are critical. They are extremely important. You want to be very, very intentional about establishing boundaries, right? Now, the last thing, which is the fifth thing I'll say, is do you. Bam, do you, can you or can you not handle it? That is the final and, in my opinion, the biggest factor. If you can handle being friends with your ex, go for it. And you feel like there are good reasons to be friends with this person, go for it. If you cannot handle it, tell yourself the truth. The thing with you, us human beings, is that we don't like to tell ourselves the truth. That's one very big thing with us. We know that following this path, going with this person and behaving as if I don't like them is going to be a lie. For some of us, you know that I like this person, no. I don't even think I'm over them. So trying to be friends with them is not even going to work, because I'm going to find myself back in this emotional space with them. And I don't want it. I know that they still like me and I still like them. So something can happen. Even when they are, you know, in another relationship, I still have feelings for them. So I might not even respect their relationship. Just carry your legs and leave. A lot of times this whole being friends with your ex is that same need to have them still occupying the emotional space that we have created for them in our lives. So it's not because, oh, we're just being mature and we know that we can help each other, or we know that there's stuff that each other can we both have that can be beneficial to each of us. That's not even the goal. That's not even the point for a lot of people. A lot of people are still trying to eat their cake and have it. So you really need to establish, can you handle it? And be honest with yourself. You don't want to be the third wheel in another relationship. You don't want to, you know, have your ex breaking up with his current partner because of you. You don't want to have your ex having issues with their spouse because of you. You don't want to be having issues with your own spouse because of your ex. If you feel you cannot handle it, tell yourself the truth. Do not have a friendship with that person. If you can handle it, fine, go for gold. But if you cannot handle it, let sleeping dogs lie. You can be cordial. If you see them, you say hi, how are you, wish them the best, but let them not have access to you in a way that only people close to you should. They should not have such a relationship with you. For some of you, you need to not have their numbers. Can you or can you not handle it? I feel like that's the biggest deal. That's the biggest conversation. For some people, you are mature, but you cannot handle it. So you just tell yourself the truth. I'm actually not a child, though. I'm a mature person. But true, I cannot handle being just friends with this person. I want more. So I'm just going to pack my bags and leave the entire relationship. So Remember, 5 factors to consider: your healing, you want to consider the emotional space you're in and the emotional space your other ex-partner is in. You want to talk about how mature both of you are to handle it. Talk about boundaries. And last, which I call my biggest factor, can you or can you not handle it? So I hope this episode really helped you and it provided some navigational wisdom. If you know somebody who needs to listen to this, send them this link. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. I'm looking forward to hearing your take on Spotify. I'm going to leave some questions. Please go ahead and answer it. Let me know, can you or can you not handle it? Which school of thought do you belong to? Let the relationship end and let us go our ways in peace. Or we can still be friends. What is the big deal? We are still guys. We are not enemies. So let me know the school of thought you belong to. This is me wishing you love and light. And if you're going through breakup, I am wishing you the best of God's help. And I just pray for you that you heal and you heal quickly. Lots of love. Bye for now.